good. I think we're all excited. You know, we've been waiting a long time to play, so really excited, looking forward to it.
I mean, those openers are always big, but the fact that it's at home, it's a rematch of the Super Bowl, I mean, it's just got that much more so.
Right, it's going to be a great challenge for us, and I think we know how good Carolina is and how good they can be, so we'll have our hands full, no doubt.
Trevor, can any of the preparations you guys did that you did with Peyton and Brock before the Super Bowl help you now?
I think there's a little bit of that, but again, it's a new season. It's a new team we've got and a new team they've got. So really focused on this week as much as, you know, we did last year, obviously.
Did they look different much?
You know, schematically, not too much. I mean, everybody's got some personnel changes, but, you know, still really good defense. You saw that in the preseason, so we'll have our hands full.
I know you kind of wanted to downplay you winning the job and stuff, but this will be your first NFL start and the first time you've really played in the NFL. I mean, what's this now entering game week like for you?
Yeah, we're pretty busy here. We're working pretty hard in the building. So I think as a team, we're all excited. We're excited to get the ball rolling. Thursday night game, it's going to be a great opportunity for us and a great challenge. So I think everybody's ready for it, and we're excited.
It's been a while since you've played a full football game. Can you be fully prepared for that, or does it kind of just have to get out there?
You know, we'll see when we get there. I think this last preseason game I played kind of was able to get into a little flow. In that third game, so excited to get in the flow of a game and the rhythm of a game, and you know, got some great teammates to lean on in the huddle, so I think we're looking forward to it.
Sure, what makes the scheme difficult to go against? You're so good at forcing turnovers.
Yeah, I think personnel, obviously, they're really good up front, their front seven, you know, and it starts with Luke. He's runs the show, and he's a heck of a player, and you know, on the defensive line. Got good players, good effort, good rush. So, and then they're athletic in the back end. So, good scheme, good players. They're a heck of a defense.
Do you expect to see a lot of exotic looks? Like, do you go in kind of anticipating the unpredictable, knowing that it's your first start?
You never know. You know, who knows what they're going to do. But you try to cover all your bases and be ready for whatever they throw at you.
The fact that you had that quarterback battle meant that you played with guys like Jordan, and you were playing with Cody, so it wasn't just DT, and it wasn't just Emmanuel. Do you feel pretty good about the chemistry you already have with those guys, though?
I think so. I think we're really fortunate with that depth there at receiver and running back, obviously, and tight end across the board. So very fortunate to have a lot of depth there, and I am comfortable with, you know, whoever's out there. I think we've got plenty of reps. So,
how do you stay inside yourself and not allow the moment to become too large in that? Sometimes young quarterbacks have a tendency to try to do something that the defense doesn't allow or that you don't have to do outside of your own offense. How do you stay true to that?
I think, you know, just try to lean on your coaching you get during the week, right, and during the whole off season. And like I said earlier, really fortunate to have great leadership, too, and in that huddle with me. So whether it's Matt, Russ, DT, Emmanuel, Verge, CJ, whoever's out there, we got a good veteran group, and excited to play with those guys.
How tough was it last Super Bowl week when you were the scout team quarterback and you were playing Cam Newton? How tough was that?
It was tough. They do a lot offensively, so and I'm nowhere near the athlete Cam is. So I was just trying to do my best, run around, and keep the defense busy.
Did you share that with Brock? Were you both on it, or was it just you?
Yeah, Brock was in there with me. So we did our best to imitate Cam, but I think the defensive guys will tell you it wasn't anywhere close.
Have the role of mentoring or teaching Austin Davis?
Yeah, Austin's been great. Bright guy again, and he's picking up things really quickly for just being here a day or two. So helping him out when I can. You know, he's got exposure to a couple different schemes, so he's picking things up pretty quickly.
What kind of advantage is it to have CJ out there on the field with you, especially with his intelligence?
Yeah, it's good. CJ's been great the whole way through, you know, helping me along or whoever's in there with him. And he'll let you know, give you some help with protections or whatever it is. But, yeah, he's been great for us.
You go into a bunker this week then, phone off, so you join Twitter. Are you off Twitter then?
Yeah, not too much. We got plenty of work, so I should stay pretty busy. So.
Is it still blowing up, or is that part kind of calmed down now?
Yeah, not too much. Yeah, got a few texts from my mom. I got to respond to. But.
You better respond to mom.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you for John Elway to say you've got the job? You're not looking over your shoulder. to have the sense that you can go in there, even if you throw an interception or something, they're not going to be yanking you and bringing somebody else in. What is that kind of confidence they have in you, maybe?
Yeah, I think you can't be trigger shy playing quarterback, and you know, especially with our group and the players we have. So have a good opportunity to get those guys the ball, whether it's DT, Emmanuel, you know, whoever it is. So I feel good about everything. Really, really have a lot of confidence in the guys I'm working with. So really excited for Thursday to come around.
How did you feel, you know, learning from quarterback royalty like Elway and Manning, like how, and being in the position you are now?
Yeah, I just tried to take the most of it, learn as much as I could, you know, all the way from when I walked in the building last year. So still trying to grow, still learning a lot, and, you know, really fortunate still to have, you know, Napper and Rico and Coops helping me out.
Trevor, how much do you expect the speed of the game to change on Thursday, even based on what you've done in practice and in preseason games?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a different different feel. I think you got to acknowledge that. But, you know, I was around last year, and I tried my best to kind of put myself in those games when I was when I was on the sideline watching Peyton and Brock and trying to just get a feel as best I could for how things went out there. So I think that'll help me out a little bit.
Trevor, your teammates have talked about how calm and cool you always are. Does that ever change on game day for you? Do you get butterflies or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you all do, right? I mean, still have a pulse. So, but, yeah, just got a lot of confidence and the guys we got in the huddle, and they've helped me out quite a bit. And really, really fortunate to be able to lean on those guys when I've been out there.
What about the defensive guys? How much do you turn to them, you know, just in learning more about the Panthers going forward?
Yeah, they've been great. You know, DeMarcus, all the guys in the back end, all through camp, we're helping each other out, right? We're on the same team. So they've been great helping me out with little tips here, what they're looking at, where their eyes are. So those guys have been great the whole way through.
Demarius was named the offensive captain. How has he shown his leadership to the entire offense this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's just a natural leader. Guys look up to him. Guys follow him. And he's done a great job. He works his tail off. I mean, it's tough to find another guy that's working harder than he is. And guys see that. So, you know, he's a little different than Emmanuel. He's not going to be the loudest guy out there. But guys know where he's at. And when he talks, they certainly listen.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.